Hold your hand. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, you just kept drawing my attention to Cynthia's daughter today. And it's not just because she happens to be here today, but it's more than that. Father, I feel like you want me to tell her, "For surely, my daughter, I've placed an anointing upon your life, and I've placed a call upon you. And you might not feel like it's there now, but it's there. And I'm going to make it very aware to you. And I would say unto you this day, don't run from the call that I bring forth in your life. For surely I'm going to create mighty things in your life. And I'm going to open up many opportunities where the anointing will be seen in you. And Father, I just ask you in Jesus' name to place a hedge about this young lady. She's special in your sight. She's special in your eyes. And Father, you're going to just do some wonderful, mighty things through her and in her. And Father, I just ask you to just keep your hand of protection and love around her. Talk to her in the night seasons. Begin to open up what you have for her. I just kept feeling, Lord, I kept saying, well, Lord, do you really want me to give her that word today? And I felt like he did. And sister, I just want you to know he has a great call for you, a great call. And he's going to open it up to you. Don't run from it. Because I'm going to tell you, it's just like Jonah. You can't run from what God calls you to do. Amen. You can go to the uttermost parts of the earth, and you'll be like David and the rest of them and begin to say, and behold, thou art there. Because he's everywhere, but he's inside of you most of all. And Father, I just ask for a special anointing, a special blessing on this young lady. You have great things for her. And Father, just unveil them and open them up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And I would say unto thee, my daughter, when I came over to you, I said to you, I didn't come here to be attacked, because that's what you were feeling. But the Lord had spoken that word to me and told me to tell you, you will be coming under attack, but you won't be touched, because his hand of mercy is going to cover you and going to keep you. And you're going to grow in his confidence and in him. And you'll be strengthened when other people are weak. And you'll know that you know that you know, I've never had this strength before, because it's not yours, it's his. And he'll give it to you, and you'll give it away, and you'll become more stronger and stronger and stronger. And soon all those that would attack you are now going to be with you, saith the Lord. And you are going to be his army, afresh and anew. And you're going to be called beloved, because the Lord loves you and you love him. In name.
And there's no need for fear, my darling, for I've not given you a spirit of fear. So where would these fears come from, says the Lord? For I have not given you the spirit of fear. I've given you power and love and a sound mind. I'm inviting you into my kingdom, to enter into my kingdom, to enter a deeper walk with me where there's peace and joy, where there's life and even abundant life forevermore. So where do these fears come from, my darling? Certainly not from me, because this calling is a wonderful thing. It's my strength. It's my joy. It's my peace. It's my love. So come to me, my darling. Come to me, says the Lord.
I heard a song this morning, and I didn't know why the words that I heard jumped out at me when I heard them, but the words that I heard this morning said, no man can save me. No man can enslave me. Nothing can steal the love from within my soul.
Anything, Rich?
Just basically, you're feeling that as you get older, there's more and more things coming against you or temptations, and the Lord just wants you to lift up that shield of faith high, to block all the fiery darts that might come your way, all the temptations, all the things that may keep you from God's best, and just let that shield of faith encompass you so that those fiery darts cannot penetrate it.
And how do I lift up that shield of faith, my darling? How do I lift up that shield of faith? My faith comes by my grace, darling. All you need to do is lift me up. Keep your eyes on me. Focus on me. I'm not calling you to do anything I haven't already done for you. I simply want you to lift me up, and by my grace, you will have the faith necessary to stand against the wiles of all the evil powers. So again, I say, fear not. It's by my grace, my great love for you, I will impart this faith to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. God bless you.